had absolutely no idea that people were so triggered over collagen powders. So today I'm going to talk about this and why I don't recommend them personally. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Evolving Wellness Podcast. This is a little mini episode that I have decided to record in response to a couple of posts I've put up on Instagram in the last few days that have been getting a ton of attention. I literally can't keep up with my comments and my inbox with all the questions. And I thought, you know what, sometimes it's easier to just talk through things. So that's why I'm recording this episode today. There are going to be a lot of links and resources down in the show notes for you. So make sure you head down there to check those out if anything that I'm saying is something you want to look into a little bit further. So let's go ahead and jump into this. So this is my personal opinion. I want to also throw that out there because I am not a guru. I don't want to be someone who tells you how to live your life and what to do. I like to provide people with information. I research things. When I talk about deuterium, I can email Dr. Laszlo Boros. He is someone that I really admire, and he responds to me via email, and he's the top world's expert on deuterium, and he's someone that I have a email relationship with. So when I say I have researched this, and so just take my word for it. You can go check out some of these other things that I'm providing for you as your own resources, and just know that this is literally just my opinion. And that's the thing that's really just kind of gotten me about these collagen posts is how upset people are getting. It's just information. So you get to, at the end of the day, choose what you do with everything that you consume on the internet, including my podcast. There are people I have on my podcast, guests that I interview that I completely disagree with on some points. There's nobody out there that I agree with every single thing that they say. It doesn't exist. So just to put that out there, if you really love your collagen powder and you want to continue using it and you see great benefits from it, please do. Here are some of the main reasons why I do not recommend it. Now, what a lot of other people talk about is the issue with heavy metals, collagen powders, protein powders, and this is a problem. There's a study that I'll link in the show notes that shows about 86% of these powders do have some sort of heavy metals. And then you'll find these companies. I know this because many of them have reached out to me asking to sponsor the podcast, sponsor me, posts on Instagram. I turn down a lot of supplement companies. There's a lot of money in the supplement companies. There are a couple that I do think are good and high quality and useful to people. So I don't poo-poo all of them, but I typically try to stay away from the things that I am just kind of draw a hard line on of like, no, these powders, because I really want to encourage people to eat real food. But any of the powders, they say, oh, they've been tested. Well, who's doing the testing, right? You always have to ask that question. So that's like kind of the mainstream. You ask kind of an alternative health person, what's your main issue with the powders? They'll just go straight to the heavy metal issue. I think that's problematic. My biggest problem with the collagen powders in particular is the deuterium. Now, if you're not familiar with deuterium, you can download my deuterium guide that'll give you more resources. As I've mentioned, I have an email relationship with Dr. Boros. He's been on my show. So this is something I have really researched. I have a whole week on deuterium in my Leptin Master Plan course. It is covered in my 21-day leptin reset, as well as quantum nutrition and how this impacts your health and what to do about it. Now, a 21-day leptin reset, the way I teach it, will naturally help your body to deuterium deplete. So you don't have to go buy special water, because a lot of people are like, oh, the water, they're trying to sell you the water. I'm not trying to sell you any water. I'm just telling you that deuterium is neither good nor bad. It is actually necessary for life, and it's helpful in some places in the body. Example, in our collagen. And I'll put a study in this podcast to show you how collagen needs a little bit of deuterium because it provides that rigidity. If you don't have that, you have syndromes like EDS where you're hypermobile and your body is more susceptible to injury and damage, and your joints are hypermobile because it's a lack of this. And so that's just one problem. There's a lot of other things that go along with that lack of exclusion zone water. That's another episode. But deuterium is a little bit that is necessary for growth and for things like collagen. And in the human body, as well as in animals, deuterium accumulates in collagen. And so that is why when you are just purely taking collagen, you are taking something that is very high in deuterium. The other thing, and I'll put this study in the show notes as well, about the powders in general, is you're destroying the bonding, the structure. And when something is evaporated, heated, or dehydrated, it increases the deuterium content just by nature, right? That's why distilled water is 153 parts per million in deuterium, and it's naturally higher. Doesn't mean it's bad, right? But that is why, is because of the distillation process, it causes the level of deuterium to rise. So this is why I don't recommend the collagen powders, because when deuterium accumulates in the mitochondria, it actually breaks the ATPase. It breaks the ability of energy to move through that electron transport chain to make, again, ATP and deuterium depleted water, which is made at cytochrome 4, the fourth step in the electron transport chain. And if we have too much deuterium, it's basically like a basketball going through there, through that electron transport chain, and gumming things up. When the mitochondria breaks, we are more prone to a quote-unquote slow metabolism for energy management. Cancer. You hear about mitochondrial dysfunction. That's where it starts, when the electron transport chain is unable to perform the action it is supposed to perform. When we have too much deuterium in the body and it accumulates in the mitochondria, that is where we are more prone to illness, disease, all of these things. And in my deuterium guide, I talk about and provide the scientific resources to show you that there are less or no disease states that are shown when a human body is between like 130, 140 parts per million, and they do a saliva or breath deuterium test on that person. So most of us are pretty high in deuterium just because of the nature of our life, right? And the things that we are exposed to on a daily basis. Does it mean that we should never consume things that have deuterium in them, that are high deuterium, right? No. Your body is naturally able to deplete deuterium in the presence of strong UV light, red light, near infrared light. All of these things help the body to deplete deuterium, right? A ketogenic diet is naturally deuterium depleting. Does everyone need to be on a ketogenic diet 365 days a year? Absolutely not. And I don't think it's a great idea for someone to do that. So there's context here, because I think the problem in the health space is that we take one little thing and we just run with it. Everything has to be low deuterium. I can't eat foods that are high in deuterium. I have to stay away from it. You control the exposures that you can, right? So if I know that this powder I'm putting into my coffee or making shakes out of or whatever is high in a substance that could possibly slow down my mitochondrial function, that's possibly not such a great idea for my health. Ways you can naturally increase collagen, light therapy, right? Going outside at sunrise and sunset, that's a natural way to boost collagen. Grounding, movement, hydration, emitting your own exclusion zone water in your body, reducing your exposure to non-native EMF and blue light. Those types of things are extremely helpful. Increasing your body's own collagen production, and allowing your body to also deplete deuterium. Eating a diet that is local and seasonal, because with deuterium, UV light is one of the things that allows the body to deplete deuterium. So if you have a very strong UV light environment, let's say, for instance, you live in Costa Rica, you're on the beach all day, you're surfing all day, you're getting in that environment, you're getting tons of UV light, you're getting tons of electrons from the earth and from the ocean. So this is very supportive to the mitochondria. And you can eat that mango that grows in that environment without the same consequence as if someone was eating a mango in the middle of winter, living in an area where there was very, very low UV light, because it is a confusing signal. Again, do I occasionally in the wintertime eat things that are high in deuterium because I enjoy them? Yeah, I do. It's not about being absolutely perfect. It is about understanding, having informed consent about these things. So again, Going back to the collagen, this is why I don't recommend it, because it is high in deuterium. There's also the issue of the heavy metals. And you can increase collagen naturally through things like red light therapy, drinking bone broths, eating collagenous fatty meats, wild seafood, these types of things, nourishment. Because a lot of people with these collagen posts that I did, they freak out and they're like, well, what about bone broth? What about gelatin? What about these other things? And these are less problematic. Again, it is the deuterium that accumulates in collagen because of the nature of collagen, because of its purpose in the body in certain areas. That is why it doesn't necessarily accumulate in bones that way, gelatin, those types of things. So those are less problematic if you like to use a bone broth powder or gelatin. Always real food is going to be the most bioavailable, healthy thing for your body. I also have a protein guide that will show you protein bioavailability, ones that are best able to be absorbed and used by the body. What does bioavailable mean? So the protein guide will also be linked in the show notes for you as well. These studies that I've mentioned and my deuterium guide, so you can get those. A lot of questions about what should I eat? You know, it's a whole food, right? That is going to be less harmful for you than something that's been dehydrated through a factory where it is exposed to machinery. And that is why it is picking up these heavy metals. One of the reasons why it's picking up these heavy metals, and then pouring that in your coffee and your food, always going to be better off to eat the real thing. Now, and on Instagram, I was even called racist for telling people not to have collagen. I was a little bit flabbergasted by the emotional comments that I received. Again, I just want to remind you, as I close this out, head to the show notes, check out the resources. I've spent a lot of time creating these guides so you can study these things on a deeper level, but you got to just have, it's called informed consent. It's called making your own decision. Don't make anybody, including myself on the internet, your guru who tells you how to live your life and what is best for you. I don't know what is best for you in your life. There's a lot of situations where a longer conversation needs to be had. You need to ask the person questions, nervous system, there's, you know, history, all these things are so important. So I hope that that comes off in all of my work, my newsletter, Instagram, YouTube, everything that I do. I just want to provide information, and then you get to decide what you do with that. You know, again, I don't live a perfect life where 100% of the time I do everything right and I check all the boxes. I have a lot, you know, I have life. You got life. You got stresses that pop up. So do your best. Take the information. Maybe you just throw it out. Maybe you just scoop the collagen into your coffee, drink it, and go on with your day. But this is just information. Again, you could do with it what you want. Check out those free guides where I address the protein bioavailability, protein powders, bone broth powder, those types of things, gelatin, that stuff. Again, less problematic than collagen. And yes, liquid collagen is the same thing as powdered when it comes to this deuterium issue. Same issue. So, all right. I hope this was helpful. Little short miniature episode here just to kind of respond to some of these comments, messages, feedback. And I hope you enjoyed it. I will talk with you on the next episode.